Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the traceability needed to get into the Chinese market. Back on that in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
We're getting close to working out all the technical considerations with the Chinese to allow U.S. beef back into their marketplace after being shut out since 2003 after the cow that stole Christmas, the BSE dairy cow from Washington State that shut down a lot of commerce globally for U.S. producers. And one of the things that apparently is going to help us with the Chinese is a system that we had set up when we were dealing with needing to send younger cattle to the Japanese market because of their fears of BSE in older carcasses. Beef cattle specialist Dr. Gant Moyer says this is a program that a lot of cattle producers are familiar with and will be able to execute fairly easily.
If you remember several years ago, when Japan wanted younger cattle, they wanted cattle that were 20 months of age or less, agent source verification was extremely hot commodity, if you will, in terms of verification. And then Japan opened up their borders to 30-month or older cattle, and so that kind of went away. And so that might be the future of one traceability element is to age and source verify those animals. Again, that would be with a USDA verified company. An IMI Global verified beef would be two that could do that. But that's really the basic, the first baby step of any of these natural NHTC grass-fed type programs is simply agent source verification. And if you remember, it's hard to say what premiums will be, but it was, you know, $4 to $5 a hundred for the agent source verified calves for the Japanese market, and it may be a great opportunity coming up here in the future.
And so that would be a relatively easy and already in place step if we wanted to try to do that traceability, or they demanded traceability the Chinese did, for example.
Yep, absolutely. So really, if a producer wants to get involved in that, they do need a premise ID, which they can call the Oklahoma Department of Ag and get a premise ID for their cattle. And then they can also use a phone audit, which is actually very simple to do to audit those calves with the agent source verification. So maybe a great avenue, and really it's only just a little bit of paperwork. There is a tag involved, the electronic EID tag, which they'll have to get and utilize for that program, but which is a small cost.
Extension beef cattle specialist Gant Moyer talking about one of those objections that the Chinese have been talking about, one of the concerns they've got regarding traceability. He says this is something that's relatively easy to do and perhaps would provide a little bit of a premium as it did during the days when we were selling 20-month of age or younger beef to the Japanese. Another concern of the Chinese has been that they do not want beef grown with beta agonists. That's something that probably can be handled fairly easily from feedlot to the packing plant. This, of course, includes Elanco's Optiflex, which is the primary beta agonist now being used in our feedlots. There's also the issue that the Chinese want beef that will come from cattle under the age of 30 months. That should not be a problem at all, according to USDA, and also the U.S. Meat Export Federation sees no issues on that. All in all, looks like there's some issues that are out there being worked on right now, and we may have everything in place to start shipping beef from the U.S. soon to the mainland of China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Can you believe it? It's almost June, and Superior Video Livestock Auction's got a lot of sales during the month of June to offer you, including their regular every other week Thursday sale coming June 1st, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They've got the Spring Horse Auction coming June 10th, 12:30 p.m. Central Time, and then the 19th Corn Belt Classic coming the 14th, 15th of June. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.